Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, as we do every Friday, we invite someone into our studio after trying something they would usually have no interest in and asking them, well there, how did you get on? So this week our visiting critic is the actor and podcaster extraordinaire, funny woman and all those things, Tara Flynn. Welcome.
Thank you for having me and thank you for taking me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're thanking us. That's a very good start.
Well, yeah, we'll dig in a bit, so to speak.
So we asked you to indulge in kind of manly bits of manly culture.
Yeah.
Male-targeted.
Male-targeted. You know, and those things are always marketing teams who sort of specify that it should be gendered in some way. And it's probably broadly true. But I think there's something in what I watched this week for everyone.
Oh, okay. So what did you watch?
I watched Gold Rush. And so I'm a bit of a reality TV fan. I should say documentaries, really, like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Below Deck. Those kind of documentaries are usually my jam.
Utter trash.
Well, how dare you? It is. Speaking of gold, there's gold in them there, sales. No, I absolutely love them. They're such great escapism. And, you know, working on a soap now myself, they're quite soapy. They're quite dramatic.
Well, tougher subjects and more depth than Below Deck.
Well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, the thing with reality TV is finding drama in the everyday, is finding drama in people's lives. Gold Rush, people who've left behind other lives to go and find gold in the muddiest places I've ever seen in my life.
Waiting for the manliness to...
There's such courage. Yes, mud, beards, it's got it all. I could have done with a little more interpersonal stuff. There does seem to be a romance in the current series.
Very manly.
Well, listen, I mean, romance can be manly. You can't spell romance without
manly
man.
Manly romance, that's a whole other thing.
But it's I'd have loved to dig in, not so much into the silt, but it's very silt heavy. There's a lot of mud. It seems very cold. And find more about the romance between these two people who are speaking to each other on radios from heavy machinery across a big field. A long cut. That's a thing. I can't explain it to you, but there's a long cut and then they dig down in the cut into the ground and they see if they can find gold. And the thing seems to be that sometimes they're short on their target and there's sad faces, but only at the end. We don't really get into the emotions of it. There's a lot of machinery. There's a lot of bolts. There's a lot of stuff failing and how are they going to fix it? And
this is the stuff now that men love. Oh, standing around over broken machinery.
There are women on these machines too. But absolutely, absolutely. If you're into mud and silt and machines, this is the show for you. It couldn't get realer than this.
I bet they have kind of like loud, clangy music and very kind of mechanical fonts that
they
will use.
It's quite dramatic. And there are a lot of close-ups of sluicing machines going back and forth. And then... catastrophe, one of them broke down and I was moved.
That's
I was moved
drama.
To tears.
Were you?
Heavy stuff, yeah.
Sarcasm dripping down from me like the oil dripping from the broken machine.
It wasn't for me. I'm a terrible critic. I don't know why you have me on this because
you're
I'm a terrible
critic. You're not a non-professional. But like, I've never heard anyone say that they hate Below Deck, anyone who's watched it.
No.
So, total escape. Is this a manly escape for manly men?
I think so. If you have ever felt drawn to the Yukon and to find your fortune or potentially just romance.
Is that Canada? No?
I think it's Canada, yeah. And I think it
you learned so much from the show.
Apparently began in Alaska and they probably ran out of gold or something. I have to go back and find more episodes because...
Are there bears in it? I would have expected a bear.
Not enough bears, no. Right. They could have done with a couple of bears, I think. Yeah, see, I wasn't drawn to Below Deck at all. I thought it was about young people riding and on a boat, but it isn't really. It's more about young people cleaning. I'd have been more drawn to it if I'd known how to get stains out of things when you're out at sea.
Oh, right.
There's something for everyone in that.
There is an Irish character, I believe, in Gold Rush.
I didn't come across them, no.
I shouldn't say character, this is a reality
a person,
show.
Yeah. It's
19-year-old Westmeath man, Andrew Moran, flew out earlier this year for filming and maybe he's going to make it into the next season.
Not in the episodes I watched, but I would have been very invested in that now.
Did it kind of, because it's digging up the earth for gold, which is a useless metal that we just attach fake value to.
Wow, how dare you.
That crossed your mind as well? Says me wearing a gold wedding ring.
It does give you an appreciation of what people go through. It's a very, very hard life. Prospecting, who knew? Very hard life. They're not out there with the pans anymore. The pans come in nearer the end and they have these tiny looking amounts and they're weighing them, the drama in the weighing at the end to find out whether they've hit the target or not.
Worse than Operation Transformation.
But far worse. It's far worse. And absolutely heavy drama in will they meet the targets? And people do. People make an awful lot of money.
That's on Discovery, and someone is already texting in saying Gold Rush is probably the best programme on Discovery.
Well, there you are.
Says Pat. We don't know if that's a man or a woman.
We don't. And listen, Pat, I absolutely agree. It probably is one of the best programmes on Discovery.
You're doing strange things. Now, you also we suggested a manly podcast.
Yes, and I listened to Matt Cooper and Ivan Yates, and they were talking about the election, and it was great. They do what they do really, really well. Yeah. You know, it's not for me anymore, the political commentary stuff.
This is very big now among the Audi rugby dads, Ivan and Matt.
Fair play to them. There's something on podcasting world for everyone. And it's not for me. It's just, I find...
Are you not into politics?
I am into politics, but I think local organising is more exciting to me, and the things people do in their locality and the way people get things done is more interesting to me than party politics and all that chess. So for me, it's not for me. I'm not their target demographic. The people who love to just go, oh yes, that's very interesting. You've got into bed with who now? Fair play to you. It's not for me. I need escapism. That's all very real. And it's something that affects our daily lives. So
people who love podcasts about two owlfellas, you know, riffing away without any research on a topic that you can spoof your way through politics.
I don't know. They're very, very knowledgeable. So who am I to critique it? But
it's very blue shirty middle class. I listen to it the odd time. You wouldn't go to it for depth now because Ivan, his predictions are like, basically it's Matt Cooper squeaking away and Ivan Yates is kind of like booming over him.
I'm a fan of
Turkey independence.
I'm a fan of a double act, and you need those dynamics.
You do.
You need those different dynamics. In fact, someone left a comment on our podcast, myself and Marion Keyes, the Now You're Asking podcast, just went, what is this? Just two owl ones talking. And I was going, I wanted to type, well, that's the brand. You've stumbled on the brand right there. That's what we do. We try to give a bit of hope and a bit of solace, but it is two owl ones talking. We've gotten very wise in our old age.
You're calling yourself an owl one?
Yeah.
Are you?
55. I figure I've earned that title by this stage.
You can go either way there. What age do women stop announcing their age, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to announce mine as long as I'm alive. I've earned every day of it.
It's because you look great.
Oh, thanks.
The whole way through. Tell us about the lady you play now in Fair City.
The lady I play in Fair City is Emma Rafferty. Mm. She's very, very wealthy, and she's kind of a chaos merchant. You don't know which way she's going to flip from week to week. So some days she's very, very strict in her sort of etiquette and all that. And some days she's, you know, having wine at 12:30 in the day. Her body's a temple until it's not. So she's great fun to play because she's so contradictory.
She's so far removed from you and your world.
Far removed from me and my world, yes. She bought a house with cash, basically, on the Carrickstown Road.
Because her fella, he's a dastardly character.
Her ex is kind of a great villain around Carrickstown. So she's been married to him. So while it was, they're happily divorced, as Liam Kearney, who plays Con, my ex-husband, he said they're happily divorced. They were never fully right together, but sparks can fly in different ways.
Okay. Yeah. Lady Macbeth
simmering
going.
A little bit. Well, she's out on her own now. She's got her own means and she's very powerful in her own way. But can she keep her family dynamics together? Her son is currently going through a very tough time. So will Christmas in the Rafferty household be a harmonious one? Probably
the
not.
In
the Christmas Day episode. It's very exciting. So people will have seen that in the RTE guide this week. But yes, the Christmas Day episode. And as you know, with soaps, they're iconic moments. The Christmas Day episodes are always very happy and peaceful. Hardly. And it's a lovely refuge on Christmas Day to just get the family together and watch other people having a worse Christmas than you.
How far back?
About 6 weeks ago.
Was it weird doing the Christmas?
It is weird, but it's kind of nice. It's such a great family, the Fair City team. There's every department really brings it. Makeup and staging and all the actors, the cameras, everybody. It's just it's amazing that it happens at all. There's so many departments pulling together to make a feature film. length of show every week.
This is four times a week now, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's just
and the figures it pulls in are Late Late Show levels four times a week.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well, which is so nice. And people come up to you on the street and go, they'll say, "Ah, James Rafferty's ma." And I texted Matt O'Brien, who plays Matthew O'Brien, who plays my son, and I just said, you know, this is my full title now, James Rafferty's ma. But people love it. And this lad said to me last week, he said, "I love Fair City." I said, "Yeah, it's great fun, isn't it? It's got the drama, it's got the tears." And he said, "Yeah, and it's Irish." I said, "Yeah, it's our soap. We've Russ Naroon over on TG Carr. We have on RTE, we have Fair City."
It's also one of the things we do that you can't point to Britain with all their huge budgets and huge audience and go, "Oh, the standard is completely different there."
Well, they've got bigger budgets, that's for sure. We've got the output, we've got the drama, we've got the tears, we've got the duplicitous characters.
Yeah. The amazing writers.
Yes. Well, one of the storyliners I'm married to. And actually people will sort of say, "Oh, is that how you got on the show?" And I'm like, "No, he's in there 14 years. And when he came to me this time last year and said, "They're thinking of asking you to come in and have a look at this part, this new character that's coming in," she kind of comes in and does a bit of chaos and goes away again. And he said, "Would you come in and read?" And I was like, "I've been saying for 14 years, I'd love to come in and read." I said, "What? Were you not? You do not be
the
listening
nepotism
to me."
Took 14 years.
Took 14 years.
I mean, like Mrs. Rafferty would have it done.
He's not across my storylines, which is great. He's very made a concerted effort not to be across them, so that I can't blame him for what's happening to me on screen.
What is to round up the visiting critic duties? Gold Rush, will you ever watch that show again?
I probably won't, but I think if anyone ever complains about the price of gold, I might just have to give them a little word of wisdom.
You
go,
I know things about this. We gave you something.
Thank you. I know
about
geology.
But you're going to race back to girly programmes.
Well, are they girly? There's a lot of ropes on below deck. There's a lot of nautical terms.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you one now. I can tell you how to get a stain out of a sofa at sea.
Because Deadliest Catch is kind of for the men, and there's a little bit of a glamour divide, isn't there, between that and
It's rich people having terrible times. That's something I very much am behind.
Very
enjoyable.
Listen, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be back very shortly. Stay there, Tara.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie. Irish online car insurance that's driven to offer big discounts and even bigger rewards.
We don't have a Christmas tree. We just have the little plastic one that Mum puts on the windowsill. There's no room for anything else.
This will be the second Christmas that Emma and her family have spent in homelessness. Please, children in homelessness can't wait any longer. Go to focusireland.ie. and donate whatever you can.
RTE Radio 1.
Aiken Promotions presents
But I send her my love and a
The Water Boys.
You saw the whole of
Live at Three Arena Dublin, June 7th. Botanic Gardens Belfast, June 8th. And live at the Marquee Cork, July 10th.
I just found God where he always was.
Tickets available now.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
This message says, "I love Tara. Herself and Marion are only the best."
Oh, that's so nice.
Very funny podcast. I like it myself as well. Great to hear Tara not taking to the manly broadcast and the podcast. A very honest review. I love the idea of the non-professional reviewers, and that's from Isabel in Nairobi.
Phew, Isabel, I'm so glad, because I feel such an imposter right now.
We could have gone to the manosphere ones. I mean, we went for the gentlest.
Oh no, I can't be doing with the manosphere. That comes up in our faces all the time. You know, especially if you're a woman in the public eye, you get to hear about the manosphere a lot. So,
the podcast with Marion.
Now you're asking. On BBC
Sounds. That's not scripted, is it? That's literally the two.
It's two L1s talking. We do get real problems sent in by people, so we're agony aunts, and as you know, we're very wise, as you've seen from this this interview. So now. You're asking.
Tara Flynn, thank you so much. Happy Christmas. Looking forward to Fair City Christmas Day.
Oh, don't miss it.
And all the time in the meantime as well.